heartbeat of Mother Earth found in the drum. I made this drum, stretching the hide, creating the sinews that would tie it all, giving it blessings to carry all that the earth has to offer. I love my drum. You're going to hear more of it in a moment. So this is funny. Makes me a little nervous. So thank you. Thank you so much for the music. I can't think of a way I would rather start a day than a mandolin, a guitar, a violin, harmonies. You guys did great. Thank you. And thank you, Valerie and Nelika, for all of your thoughts, too. Appreciate it. And of course, I'm always, always delighted to be here with you. I couldn't be more at home than today and talking about the earth and what the earth has to offer us. And I know I've said this in the past, but as someone trained in Christian theology, we were always taught to look up, find our inspiration and the divine up here. And when I set on the indigenous path, I found out that what is beneath us is just as holy, just as inspirational, just as sacred. The earth and all that she holds informs us in the same way that what we think of as inspiration. So it just is so exciting to me to be thinking about the earth with you, the earth as sacred, in thinking about how things change and thinking about our roots that go down into the earth, in thinking about the winds that blow change around. And then to start thinking about how everything is so interconnected. Doesn't that just amaze you? How in nature, everything, every natural environment lives and talks to each other, a kind of symbiosis, and no thing taking more than it needs, everything in balance. How did we lose that knowledge of this interdependence? So you can see what happens when I start talking about the earth. I get very excited because I believe all the wisdom that's there is right here for us also. I love what I learn, I love what I know, and I also love what I don't know and what I'm constantly surprised about when I connect to the earth. So Mother's Day, perfect day to connect our love to Mother Earth. So today we're actually going to do a briefer talk because I'm going to invite you to experience something with me. And I know it's a stretch, and I know some of you will think, it's Ruth's woo-woo coming out again, and that's true because I can't express enough my deep love for the earth. So what I'm going to do today is kind of give you an overview of those four elements, earth, air, fire, water, and then we're going to lead into a little kind of chant. We didn't get the words printed, did we? Did that happen? I don't think so. Well, that's a problem. No. Let me adapt it. I'll have to adapt it. I had asked that the words for the chant be printed up so you could work with it, but it's okay. If there's one thing the earth teaches us, it's be flexible. Go with the flow. What else can we do? So that would be my hope, is that we can sit with the elements a bit, and just sort of be with them. So that's where we're going to go. And if you know me, you know it's really hard for me to narrow what I say and how long I speak. So I'm going to do my best to kind of condense it and have you with me on that. So today we're going to do what the shamans always encourage us to do. We start by learning some things in our head, and then we'll move to our heart to experience something. And hopefully from that comes some actions. These three sacred centers that the shamans are always trying to help us clear and balance. So that's where we're going. And I'm going to be building on particularly the wisdom of Don Alberto Taxo in his book, The Way of Abundance and Joy. He's a shaman who lived in Ecuador. He's passed away. And his teachings are really captured in this book. And if you ever had the chance to meet Don Alberto Taxo, which I did, it's like being in the presence of joy. It just such a deep connection that he has with the earth and his way of walking that you just can't help but just sort of be like, want to be with him, to be like him, to move in the ways that he moves. So it's such an honor to bring you a few of his teachings today. And he would tell you that the spiritual path is extremely accessible to everyone, and that right now we really need to be building on however you define your spiritual center, building on it, letting it express, because the world needs us to be the very best people we can be. But he also says, if you want to climb that spiritual mountain, you've got to take a look at what baggage you're carrying. Because if you've got a lot of baggage, it's going to be a long trip up the mountain. So you want to find ways to let go of some of that baggage, and that's what our little song and chant will do in a little while. So he also says, you know, that the four elements, earth, fire, water, air, are extremely accessible to all of us, that you don't need to learn, like, complicated practices. And there are plenty of them that are helpful to us. But he's saying that we in North America get so head heavy. Like, I've got to read the right book. I've got to do it the right way. I have to, live out of this deep knowledge, where he's saying we just live out of our heart. When you connect to an element, you're just doing it from your heart. Just from your heart. So getting out of our head that, oh, I've got to learn how to do that 14-step breathing practice, he would say, it could help you, but just breathe. Just breathe. So I love his simple approach to all of this. He also talks about how we in North America need to remove these cultural blindfolds we have about connecting to nature. And we all have them. Things that make it hard for us to really, really fall in love with the earth. And we talked a little earlier today about what some of those cultural blindfolds are. So instead of talking about the earth, we talk about natural resources. And you see the difference, right? Natural resources, the earth. We control natural resources, but the earth is its own organic thing. Or we have cultural biases around people who are tree huggers. There's absolute, you know, we hold this sense of kind of judgment about people who are so woo-woo about the earth. So we're going to just try to let go of some of that, right? Because it's fine. It's good. It's like Jeff was saying that his 3-year-old granddaughter was out in the yard picking up bugs and just being amazed. Look at the bugs. Look how many there are. If we can get back to that kind of wonder and that kind of exploration of the earth, then there's nothing woo-woo. It's all just us and now and here and grounded. Make sense? So get rid of your cultural blindfolds. That will help us. So let's talk about the four elements. The first element I'll talk to you about is air. Air is breath in us. It's what sustains us. You don't have to practice it. It just happens, right? You're just breathing. You're breathing right now. If you're not, put your hand up and it'll come and help you. You're breathing. It's so natural. Air just comes and goes. So we can use our breath to expand. And you know that when you take that deep breath, oh, it's so much easier to be open and expansive and grateful. Air just fills us. So this can be done, you know, in any moment, any time, any moment you're stressed, you can take a deep breath and connect to air. So there's air within us, but there's also air outside of us, right? The air. So maybe you remember being a kid, lying on the ground, watching the way the clouds moved when the wind blew, right? Being amazed at how the air currents could carry those clouds. It changed. So that some of that wonder is still what we're looking for. Or maybe you've had the desire to be a bird, to rise up on those currents of wind and be able to see your life from this different perspective, from this high view. Those are the gifts of air in us and outside of us. So Don Alberto would say that air is therapeutic and will help you with whatever issue you're facing because it helps to clear our minds, distance ourselves from unnecessary or obsessive thoughts. Air and wind relaxes us, it clears mental blocks, and it also puts us in that place of perspective, movement, change. Air. Water. Who can't not be in love with water when you're near it, right? If you're a kayaker getting in the river, there's nothing like it. If you visit Lake Michigan, sitting in the sand or getting in the water, it just opens us, right? We love it. We love what water does. You know, our bodies are mostly made of water, so we have water in us that we can connect to. And it's easy to do. Anytime you drink water, anytime you take a shower, you're immersing yourself in water that connects to the water in you. And then you can also do practices with the water. So I think I've mentioned before that in Ecuador, anytime there's a special holiday or it's, let's say it's your birthday, you'll go down to the waters with little gifts. And it might be a flower, a branch, a fragrant herb, and you offer it to the waters in gratitude. Because our lives desire that movement. If something's stagnant and stuck, water reminds us it will find a way. It will always find a way. So water is therapeutic in that it's helpful for releasing things, washing things away we don't need, for recognizing that when we're stagnant or stuck or overwhelmed, the flow of water can take us. Make sense? Air, water, fire. Fire resides in us also. Fire inside is our passion, our drive, our energy, our calling. It's there. We know it's there. It gets dampened by a lot of things, but when we connect to our fire, we know it. Because we're free, we're open, we're doing what we need to be doing, we're creative, we're connected, we're not judgmental, we're not angry, we're just on fire. So there's fire in us, just like all those other elements, where there's air in us and air out here, there's water in us, there's water out here, there's fire in us and there's fire out here. So fire that can transform things. Changes one thing into another thing. There's also the fire of the sun, which is something that almost all shamans will connect to, is the sun and greeting the sun in the mornings. So fire is therapeutic in that it allows something in our life to transform. One thing becomes another in the fire. And anytime we're connected to something that's pulling us down, fire can release that and burn away the baggage. The last element is earth. The element of earth reminds us that everything has a season. Everything has a beginning. Everything has an end. And the time in between is this beautiful, sacred time, like we have at this moment, where the greens are everywhere and the blossoms are everywhere. But it only comes because of the barrenness of another time. So everything has a season. And if we can slow and still ourselves, we can see the miracle of what's unfolding in the earth around us. Don Alberto also says that food is the easiest way to connect to the earth, because if the earth didn't have that for us, we would not be alive. So being grateful for our food. You know, I had to transform that a bit because I had been in a Christian mindset of praying before meals. So then I went through a period where I wasn't going to do that anymore. And then coming back and around to just being grateful for our food. Because if we're grateful for this and we take it in, guess where the gratitude goes? Whew, right into us. We transform it in that way. So just being grateful for what we have. So earth is therapeutic because it allows us and encourages us to slow down, still ourselves, to trust that we'll be fed, nurtured. We can depend on the earth for our well-being. There is a fifth element that the shamans talk about. It's the element of ushai, or the thing that connects everything. So when all four elements are in balance, we get to that moment of interconnection, when we realize that I am dependent on everything around me, and I am dependent on you, and you're dependent on me, and there's this interconnection where, again, in North America, we're so determined to be independent, and interdependence is what the earth is calling us for. So our job is then to find that moments of interdependence and to build these habits of connection with each of the elements. So I'm trying to think of how to do this best without the words. I think I'm just going to teach you the chant I started with instead of the one that had more words. Right? Because it's where we are. So we're going to do it this way. So some of you brought some seeds, maybe. And if you did, you could get them in your hand. And if you didn't, it's fine. But anybody who wants to can add some seeds up over here, too. But just to hold the seeds in your hand to be able, and if you don't have them, you're just still going to put your hand by your heart as we do the chant. But to do that, I also want us to be thinking about what in your life needs an element to help you. So for instance, what is something, maybe a relationship you're struggling with, and you just, it's not of balance and something's not right and you want it to be better. Maybe that's what you're holding today. I need some help with this relationship. Or maybe you have a health struggle and you just don't know what to do about it and it's frustrating, and maybe you can just hold that and let an element help you. Or maybe there's some emotional thing you're stuck on. Maybe you're finding yourself angry too much of the time, or just a little more melancholy than you want to be. And that's okay, but just today, hold it and see if an element can help you. And maybe there's also, you know, some construct of thought that has you stuck, something that you just can't let go of and you obsess about it, or a behavior you obsess about, being addicted to something. You can hold that and see if an element will help you with it. So let's remember just briefly, I want you to think about something. You got something? Got something? Are you working on something? Yeah? Everybody's got something, let me tell you. Everybody's got something. And I'm not afraid of any of the somethings because I know what can happen. You know, if you went to a shaman for help with this thing, the shaman's going to write you a prescription. But it's not going to be to the drugstore. It will be, go to the water and put a stone in it. Or it will be, get out in the woods and lay on your back and let it talk to you. The prescriptions are always nature-based. Not that there's anything wrong with the other prescriptions, don't get me wrong. But we have, everybody's got something. And everything around us wants to help us with it. Got it? You got your something? Okay? I want you to put it by your heart. And we're just going to do a chant, and I'm going to keep it going. And as you do, your eye, and you're going to join me. And as you do, your eyes will shut as you get the hang of it. And then you'll pick one of those elements. Do you need what air has to give you? That deeper breath, the gratitude, the perspective. Do you need what water has to give you? Finding a new way, releasing what's stagnant. Do you need what fire gives you? Transformation, some passion. Do you need what earth will give you? Stillness. You're going to pick one. And as we sing, you're just going to hold that in your heart and imagine how that element will help you. All right? Make sense? Try it with me. Thank you for being willing to try it. So your eyes will get closed and you'll get the hang of it really easily. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. A-hey, 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 a-ho, a-ho. Ho, a ho, hey, a hey, a hey, a hey, a ho, a ho, a ho, a ho. Try it with me. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. Hey, a hey, a hey, a hey, a ho, a ho, a ho. Hey, a hey, a hey, a hey, a ho, a ho, a ho. You take a deep breath between each time we sing it, and you start to focus on one of the elements addressing what you're holding, just as you softly chant. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, return, return. A hey, a hey, a hey, a hey, a ho, a ho, a ho, a ho. Hey, a hey, a hey, a hey, a ho, a ho, a ho, a ho. Deep breath. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. Earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. A hey, a hey, a hey, a hey, a ho, a ho, a ho. A hey, a hey, a hey, a hey, a ho, a ho. Deep breath. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. Earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. A hey, a hey, a hey, a hey, a ho, a ho, a ho, a ho. Hey, a hey, a hey, a hey, a ho. Let that element speak to you. Deep breath. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. Earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. A hey, a hey, a hey, a hey, a ho, a ho, a ho. Hey, a hey, a hey, a hey, a ho. Let the element instruct you on what you need to do. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. A hey, a hey, a hey, a hey, a ho, 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 ho. Hey, a hey, a hey, a hey, a ho, a ho, ho, a ho. Deep breath. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. A hey, a hey, a hey, a hey. imagine what the earth or the air or the fire or the water wants you to do. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, return, return. Hey, 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 ho, 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 ho. Hey, hey, hey. Ho, 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 deep breath. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. Hey, 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 ho, 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 ho. Hey, 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 ho, ho, ho. Deep breath. Now, as you hold that thing close to your heart, just take in whatever that element showed you. Begin to feel the balance of the earth, the air, the fire, the water, in your body. And then connect to the Ushai, the fifth element, the unity of all things, your interconnectedness. You are not alone. Your struggle, our struggle, all part of the fabric. Your joy, our joy, my joy, all part of the fabric. Now slowly release your hand. Feeling your burden transformed by the element. And then simply feeling the heartbeat of Mother Earth through the roots in your feet. Everything you need right here around you. Everything you need right here within you. Nice deep breath. Exhaling with gratitude for all you were shown. Another nice deep breath, bringing yourself back into your body and exhaling your gratitude. When you're ready, your eyes open. Everything we need right here, right here. May we live into that hope, that way of being this day, this lifetime, just to be surrounded by such grace of these elements. Aho, thank you.